Welcome back to the Off Label Podcast. What's up, Mona Fee?
What's up, Marco?
What's going on?
Nothing much. You ready?
I'm ready.
I got my drink in my hand.
We got our drinks.
Y'all hear that ice? Y'all know I love my ice.
All right, this is about to be a long one, so sit back, relax, get your drinks, and let's just, you know, get right into it. What's going on?
It was a very eventful week with this whole celebrity news and all of that stuff.
A lot going on. A lot going on. So
let's jump right into it. Now, this is something I was most interested in just because it's a, you know, it's an avenue that we're trying to break into. So the Joe Budden podcast with Nicki Minaj, Radio. It was kind of a crossover.
Right. What was going on? I heard a lot of shit with that. Like, what happened with that?
Okay, so they went on each other's platforms. Mm-hmm. She went on a Joe Budden podcast, and then he came on Queen Radio. So first he came on Queen Radio because she wanted to have a conversation with him. She felt like he's been using his brand to tarnish her name.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Okay. So she's saying that he was going around saying that she was on drugs.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what she said. And then also that he doesn't believe that when she worked with female artists that it's genuine. He feel like she does it to self-promote and she don't really be fucking with these girls like that. And so she wanted him to come on and apologize about it.
Right. I mean, but let's not, like, keep acting like Nicki Minaj ain't been on some shady-ass shit with other female artists out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not act like she ain't stop a couple of bags, stop a couple of appearances. Like, yo, if you fuck with this bitch, if you allow this bitch to come here, I'm not coming. And, you know, like, let's not act like she didn't use her power that she has and her connections to stop other people. So, like, let's not do that. To me, a queen don't need to act in those type of ways. Now, I'm not making it seem like she's not, like, she is the best female rapper out here, the most successful, the most marketable, you know what I'm saying? She did her shit.
Yeah.
And you are sitting at the top as the queen. You've given, you know what I'm saying? We've acknowledged the fact that you're on that, you know, you're on that level. But the fact that you are still in your heart and your whole situation, that you can still be out here, like, downplaying what other people got, or, like, you know, like, keep wanting validation from people, like, to me, that's a whole nother level.
So on her show, she felt like he wasn't apologizing quick enough.
Ooh.
Or she felt like he wasn't going to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, she wasn't letting him speak. Every time he attempted to answer a question, she would start yelling at him.
Oh, so she was disrespectful.
She was very disrespectful.
Damn.
She like, you fucking dumbass. Is you stupid? Woo, woo, woo. Like,
damn.
I'm trying to talk in New York accent, but I can't even talk like it. But
she went there?
She was. Because she was like, you know what the fuck it is? You insecure. You don't like seeing women doing better than you. Woo off the bam.
You see,
again,
she kept calling him names, like dumbass, stupid,
woo, woo, woo. And then she like, y'all, shut his fucking mic off. Shut his mic off, woo, woo.
Oh, shit.
So he was like, oh, okay. And he left the building.
Right.
He like, I thought we was coming up here to have a conversation. So his co-host from his show stayed up there and they talked to her. And basically told her that it wasn't like that and that Joe has love for her and woo woo woo.
Mm-hmm.
So she agreed to go on his show. And when she went on the Joe Budden podcast, he did end up apologizing to her.
Right.
And, you know, it's
yeah, that was fucked up. You don't ever say, like, a nigga out here, like, on some drug shit. Like, that's fucked up.
Well, he was coming from a place of, he didn't say you are on drugs, but just more so you may be, because you got to remember he is a recovered
addict. Right.
So he know the signs. Like,
oh, okay, so he's saying that, like, he identifies certain behaviors and certain, like, what
right.
she got. Oh.
And that's what I was saying, like, about them, too. And that's what attracted the audience to them is, like, to me, they kind of the same person. Y'all both obnoxious as hell. Y'all both very self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
They have these multiple personalities, both of them. They super artistic. Like, it's a shit show. It's super entertaining, right? So I'm like, y'all going at it. Meanwhile, y'all the same fucking person.
The only thing
Nicki, you don't apologize to shit. And
right.
You do some fucked up shit
you
sometimes.
Do, like, and take accountability. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, like, the only issue I have with Nicki is because you are the, like, we're not going to take that away from her. She solidified her position in the music industry. She
got bops on bops.
You know what I'm saying? Like, She got a lot going on, but my thing is like, remain the queen. You don't have to continue to like, you don't have to continue to like and jump into the whole bullshit. And the fact that even though this was a long time ago situation, but the fact that you went as far as when Travis Scott became number one, you literally went as far as to say like, oh, they used Stormy, they used like his daughter to do this and all this other bullshit. Like, really? So you're not okay with being number two? Like, Charlamagne was just like, yo, it's okay to be number two. It's okay to be second place. Like, what's the problem? You still up there. We still see
two
you.
Two is not a winner and three nobody, remember? That's how she damn. Said.
Okay. Well, but my thing is, like, at the end of the day, you still winning. You still up there. So my thing is, in your heart, for you to still be on some great shit.
And she just feel disrespected.
But look, at the end of the day, motherfuckers will probably get disrespected all the time. You don't need to continue to get, like, go. When you're on a different level, queen status, there's certain things you don't really need to address and, like, talk shit. And the fact that she created that whole bullshit with Travis. Like, that wasn't cool. That, to me, wasn't cool. Like, let the man shine. It's his moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, why try to diminish what he got going on just to try to, like, talk about your shit? Like, I just didn't like it. It was very tactless. It was just, you know, that's just my shit. So, anyway, so I heard something with Rick Ross. So, did you hear about that? What's up
okay,
with that?
So, Nikki is basically going on this thing where she's like,
she just letting these niggas know.
Period. I'm counting the numbers up and the names, I'm writing them down, and I'm checking them all off. I'm about to check everybody. So all week, she's like, whoever come for me or has come for me, I'm coming for you.
Right.
So with that being said, thing she was saying on her show. She was just like, I'm tired of people thinking they can say anything about me mm-hmm. or to me, and I'm just supposed to eat that shit. She was like, I'm not letting that ride anymore.
Right.
And so that's why she's being so verbal with her attacks or, I guess, self-defense against everything that's coming out against her.
I mean, look, I would understand those type of shit to somebody who was innocent and, like, who your hands wasn't dirty and doing some bullshit for some other bitches. Like, if your hand clean and somebody really at you on some goofy-ass shit, disrespecting you, all this other shit, saying, like, you ain't this, you ain't did that, you ain't did that, and you know what you did anyway, but your ass is over here talking and downplaying other bitches and, like, stopping bags for other bitches and shit, like, I can't have sympathy for what the fuck you have going on.
Yeah, it's hard to be.
You know, it's hard to be sympathetic to something like that because at the end of the day, it's just like you was doing some bullshit and some grimy shit to other people as well.
What I didn't like that she said on the Joe Budden podcast, she was like, you know what? Black girl tragic.
Right. Like, what? Like, where's like, that coming from?
And Joe's like, that's offensive.
Right.
She was like, it's always the black bitches that got something to say and drag my name. And I'm like, wait, what?
That's like, what I'm saying.
Even if this is your truth, if you are in the business of uplifting black mm-hmm. women, you gonna really say black girl tragic just because a small portion of like millions of fans
because
that
she
you
needs
have.
To be validated. That's what I'm saying. That's the main issue with this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like she really needs that type of validation from people that okay, everybody gotta know that I'm just that girl. Just bow out gracefully and let the other girls get what they got going on. Like, move out the way.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's time.
You had a good run. You know what I'm saying? You made so much money. You famous. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You have accolades. Let's not act like you don't have nothing to show for what for who you are and what you've done. Like, we see it.
Like, to me, I don't think it should be, like, I think she's, like, in this headspace of just being so competitive. Like, at this point, you've had number ones, you made all this money.
Right.
Just do it for the art.
Right.
Right? And if people fuck with it, they fuck with it. Fuck with it. If not, like, girl.
So, what the hell she said?
Moving to other avenues. So, then another thing she went about with Rick Ross, she called him a fat ass. On the Joe Budden podcast, right. They asked her who's the better rapper, The Game or Rick Ross, and she was like, "You know what? I'm not really gonna answer that because I don't like when men name drop women they've slept with in their songs. That's kind of corny to me."
Mm-hmm.
So we all thinking she talking about The Game right. Because he's done that before. But then at the end, she was like, oh, fake ass nigga, you sat there and you saw me go into the room with Obama, and the first thing I did was speak up for my man that was in jail, meaning Meek Mill.
Right.
Or whatever he had going on at that time. And she was like, Rick Ross texted me and was like, you got a real one.
Right.
And she was like, and next thing you know, he trying to drop some album. And then he name dropped me or whatever. She was like, he need to sit his fat ass down that whack ass album. And then everybody in the room was like, oh, shit. We thought she was talking about Game.
Right.
She was talking about Rick Ross. So she... he was asked about it. Rick Ross was asked about it on the Breakfast Club. Like, what's the beef between you and Nicki? He didn't really answer it, but Charlamagne was like, she said you even sent a message to Meek saying that she was a real one. And he was like, I mean, she was a real one till I found out otherwise.
Ooh, bitch. Damn. You know, okay, you see?
And that don't make nobody fake, because if at one point in time you was... real and you was doing
that's
everything
what I'm
that they admired, and then 2 days later you did become some fuck
somebody
shit,
you became somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that's just what I'm saying about Nicki.
Like you said, where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm definitely rooting for her.
Right, you know,
she was that chick.
Just be successful. But you
why do everybody hate you? Like, you gotta be accountable for something. Like, give us a little piece of something.
Of accountability.
Like, oh, maybe I was having a bad day one day and I gave somebody a sad ass, or I didn't want to work with them.
Right.
Not because I don't like them, but just because I want to do my own thing. Like, give us something, because you're not about to tell me all these people is just coming for you because you're the queen.
Right. No.
Because if that was the case, every single R&B single would be coming for Beyonce.
Right.
Right.
And that's not the case. So, well, probably because them girls know their career would be completely over. It will be completely over if they come for Beyonce, but hey, it is what it is.
Carrie Hilson is Exhibit A.
Damn. Like, because I used to fuck with Carrie Hilson
exhibit
now.
Exhibit A. She came for the queen.
You know what I'm saying? So, just like, damn, like... But I mean, she's still posting on Instagram. I still, you know, follow her.
Boy,
she's still doing
talking about the music. Okay, what the hell?
Oh, damn. Okay. So anyway, so I heard about this whole Trina thing.
Okay, so Trina and Nicki basically had some shit going on too. It's just like, Nicki, you was all in the like, what is going on? So Nicki Minaj has a new song out with Megan Thee Stallion, Hot Girl Summer. They got a music video coming out with it. Nicki is promoting the song very hard. And Trina's team felt some kind of way about it.
Right.
Because Trina and Nicki, they have a song together called Baps. And Nicki invited Trina onto her radio show when the song first came out. They promoted it that way. Nicki also promoted it on her Insta story, but not necessarily on the page.
So she really didn't, like, promote it
not
as...
her.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so backstory to that is Nicki did this song to her for her as a favor.
Right,
like,
it was a favor.
Paid
right,
she nothing.
Right, agreed.
And then when Trina was on her show, Trina was asking about the video, and Nicki said, hey, get everything set up. Just let me know the time and the place, and I'll be there.
Right.
So that's what happened. Next thing you know, Trina's team see that Nicki is promoting
Hot Girl Summer, and they
get on Instagram and stuff, and they started talking shit towards Nicki.
Bobby Light and her manager.
Yeah, they like, she fake, she phony, she didn't do this for Trina, woo, woo, woo. So everybody is like, okay, Trina, what's tea?
Right.
So
I mean, and I'm glad, because I did see the Instagram live. I did went back and I'm glad that she took accountability for her whole entire team, because at the end of the day, they shouldn't be speaking on her behalf. So she did her due diligence to make sure that Nicki understands, like, yo, this was no way or shape or form anything coming from me. Or directly from me. At the end of the day, business didn't go through the way it was supposed to go through. You know, this person don't talk for me. This person don't talk for me. I take responsibility. They shouldn't have been talking, period. So, she definitely cleared that up.
Right. And because, like Nicki had said on her radio show, she was like, first of all, y'all not about to make me hate Trina.
Right.
That's not going to happen. I've been loving her. She loves me. We support each other. So I'm not about to let anybody put any buzz in my ear. She's like, secondly, the thing with that is that this was business. This song
it was completely
business.
She was
like, this
That's
song
exactly
was recorded
what...
a year ago. I told Trina to take care of everything, get her people, tell me the budget. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm in the business of making money. Right. So if you have the money to have me there and you have everything set up, I'll be there. Right. But other than that, I've done as much as I can do for free.
Right. Okay. So pretty much Trina couldn't deliver.
Correct.
So, okay. So, and at the end of the day, Trina acknowledges that. You know, that's the reason why I like the way that Trina handled this whole situation. She was her own PR, and she did what she had to do. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, I'm glad they was able to clear that up. But then, we have somebody named Shauna, who decides to come from obscurity.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toe.
Like,
that Shauna?
That Shauna.
That song came out when I was like 12 or 13.
She like, bitch, don't anybody, nobody even knew you was alive. Like, nobody even knew she was even still
me
here.
Neither. Like, what did Shauna say?
So she went on and said, like, she ain't never no names. She's definitely not naming no names. What it is the fact that she is over here. She actually said that she's definitely not naming no names, but, you know, bitches out here just really, you know, acting and whatever. So she just came out of completely nowhere. The shit was, like, ridiculous. Like, what the fuck?
Wait, hold on. I'm looking it up. Okay, so...
So what the fuck she said?
Basically, she was trying to say that Nicki Minaj don't want to battle her rap, like, rap battle.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She could rap.
She's like, the reason Nicki Minaj didn't say her name or call her out is because she already know that she would kill her if it went.
What it is probably. She low on money.
That's delusional. Right. Because I can't even imagine Nicki even thinking about Shauna. Nobody thinks about her.
Her last album was like back in 2006 or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, girl, what the fuck you really talking about? So, you know, hey, money ain't honest, but it pays the bills. So she's out here really trying to, what she really trying to do is get that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got to figure out some way. So she got her ass right back into this bullshit, right back into the whole game.
I really hope it was like planned and not really. Because, girl, I really hope she wasn't serious.
Right.
Like, it can't be. Anyways, we're done with the whole Nicki spiel.
Right.
Nicki gave us enough content for 17 minutes.
Anyway, so what's going on? What's going on with this social media beef? Because you told me your story the other day was kind of like bothersome for me, you know, like, so it was definitely about,
well, first of all, let's not say beef, because it's never no beef. Okay, it's definitely,
it's not
media.
No beef, it's not no beef.
Not at this age, right? People get blocked and deleted.
Right.
But this morning I had more than enough time. I was very okay. I know this sounds so ugly.
So,
but you
happened?
Know how when you already kind of like in a shitty mood,
right,
so one little thing can make you go off on somebody.
Right.
So this morning I'm like, I'm just scrolling through Facebook and I see my dad had posted on Facebook a picture of him and his wife.
Right.
And he was like, happy anniversary to us. It's been 18 years. Mm-hmm. Well, actually we was together 3 years before we got married, or 2 years. So it's been about 20 years or whatever. And so, everybody and their mama, congratulations, congratulations. Right. So I'm looking through the comments because just nosy,
thirsty ass. Yeah. Your ass always thirsty.
No, I went to comment like cute couple, and then after I commented, I was like, oh, let me see who else commented. I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this woman. I don't know who the woman is. She was like, good looking couple, but I have to address the elephant in the room. I have to address the elephant in the room. I don't know you all too well, but it looks like she looked like she about 35. She can't be no older than 35. Mm-hmm. And you look like you are in your 40s. That mean when y'all got together, she had to be between the ages of 15 and 19.
Damn.
which means that relationship was probably inappropriate. Right. But I could be wrong. Do you wish to address this? And then right under it, she was like, but anyways, you all look good. Congratulations. Right. Happy anniversary.
What the fuck? So what did you say?
I said...
What the fuck did you say?
I said, excuse me, you are saying a lot without saying nothing.
Right.
I said, if you are going to accuse anybody of having an inappropriate relationship, you need to come with facts or shut the fuck up.
Right.
So she responded back like, I don't know who you are, but you seem really invested, and you coming with ignorance, being ghetto, calling people names, and I just asked a simple question. If the couple wish to address the question, they can, but I'm not talking to you.
Right.
So I was like, what I say?
What the hell did you say?
I responded back, and I was just like, lady, like, I don't give a fuck about you saying anything is ghetto.
Right.
I was like, the purpose of language is to understand. Like,
right, and you're expressing yourself. Each shit. Other.
You understood exactly what I was saying. Right. So I don't give a fuck about your ghettos, especially when it's in regards to me saying shut the fuck up or come with facts.
Right.
Like, girl, what?
Like, she was being completely passive aggressive.
It
was completely disrespectful. Bitch, don't nobody even know you. Like, why the fuck are you even commenting on something that has nothing to do with you? Like, literally, this is somebody, like, showing whatever he got going on or whatever, and you come out of obscurity, like, out of nowhere. Right. Like, bitch, who are you?
And then you even say you don't even know them. So then she came back, and she was like, well, all I'm saying is that the couple can address it if they wanted to. I'm just addressing what everybody else is thinking, and these are rumors that I heard, so...
Rumors. So is it okay? So is it that she heard some scuttle, like she knows about your dad or something?
She don't know shit. So then I said, so you are addressing a congratulatory post. I mean, a celebratory post. You're bringing negativity to it about some rumors that you heard in the street.
Right.
Like that sounds very sane to me.
Right.
Sarcasm. Then I put a gif like like get the fuck off. Right.
Did somebody else comment or something?
Yeah, and then somebody else commented like basically you don't know them. They met each other when they was like the woman was in her late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like lady, what are you talking about? So then my father ended up responding finally, and he was like, my wife is 48 and I'm 67 or 68.
Right.
So, with that being said, they met when the wife was 28.
Right.
Like, a super appropriate relationship.
But
my dad told her, he was like, my daughter is correct. It was a very inappropriate comment.
Right. And it was disrespectful. Like, bitch.
And you trying to, like you said, be passive aggressive, trying to throw rocks and hide your hands, like, under the guise of being concerned. Girl, if you don't get the fuck on, like, what's wrong with people?
Right.
Like, why would you come under somebody's post and ask some shit like that? Why wouldn't you send them a message? Especially if you don't know. And then you sit here, she made up a whole scenario. She had to be between the ages of 15 and 19, and you look like you was this age when you could have just simply asked the question. You could have just
said, bitch, like, hey, for what though? Like, for what? For what? You know what I'm saying? Like, for what? If I see somebody picture and this and that, whatever, what the fuck do I gotta comment on? I'll keep my comments to myself. Oh, okay, looks like, okay, cool. Moving right along. Like, bitch, what else? And, like, does what I eat make you shit or something like that? Like, what do I have going on that has anything to do with you?
Motherfuckers on the internet hate to see other people happy. That's what it really boils down to.
So she must be some miserable ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Going through a midlife.
Like, they can't
you know
be this happy. Something gotta be wrong with their relationship. Like, yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that's just what it is.
So what's happening?
So I want to talk to you about this, and I know you're not familiar. So if any of you all not familiar with an app called Jack, Jack is a gay app, you know, social media, a media app where gays could, like, you know, the gay dudes could communicate, and of course, use it for what it really is. You know, like, let's not act like we don't know what that means. But anyway, so there's a lot of things going on Jack. You know, we could definitely get into that, you know, definitely in maybe different topics. I mean, on different episodes. However, on this particular case, I want to talk about, like, the older guys. So, the older guys being, like, you know, around, like, 40 and a little older.
Okay.
So, my thing is with that, it's just, like, it's very, very annoying when, like, I see a lot of older men, like, on their profile page, they're always talking about, oh, a man gotta have this, a man gotta have this, a man gotta have that, a man gotta have this, like, all these stipulations, all these requirements. But don't
everybody have these stipulations?
They do, but bitch, like, for in this particular situation, like, nigga, what the like, at this point, you're 40, still on a app, still trying to get something out of, like, at, like, to me, it just makes no fucking sense. I'm not trying to knock.
You think older people looking for love too? What the fuck?
No, I'm not trying to say that they're not looking for love. But at this point, like, what you offering if you still on this bullshit like these other niggas? Like, you're 40 something motherfucking years old. My thing is, like, 20 years, like, you waited a whole 20 years late. Like, you're older. Like, at this point, like, you have one foot out the grave.
Shut the fuck up.
You know
up.
What I'm saying? Like,
it's not that old.
Bitch, I'm just saying, ain't nobody trying to deal with somebody. Like, first of all, if you're on this app anyways, it's just, you know, to me.
What is your grievance with?
I would never be on this app. Like, I pray to God. Like, you
Wait,
know what I'm saying?
Never say never.
Bitch, no. That it would never happen. I would never be on that shit. Like, you know, like, nah. That's something that would never be me. However, to me, all these niggas, like, with all these stipulations, just like, nigga, like, what the fuck? I was having a conversation with my friend today, and he was just like, these niggas out here, like, really, like, and he's just like, yo, you just not that girl. You just not that nigga like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but, okay, at 40 years old, you know exactly what you want. So why not just put it out there?
Bitch, but at this point, I don't understand your grievance at all. You're not in any shape or form, in no capacity, in no way to sit there and try to tell, like, and then they target the young niggas. You know what I'm saying? They're not, at this point, get you an older ass nigga, drop that filter and calculate your shit and talk to them older ass niggas that's just like you. Because when back 20 years ago, when you was young, when you was popping, whatever, you wasn't looking for a relationship, and now your ass looking for a relationship after you like 40 years old with these young ass niggas. No, find niggas just like you who's 40 and some shit.
So you don't like the fact that they on their profiles telling you what they want?
No, exactly. It's you should see it. It's on like a condescending type of situation. Like, you have to read these profiles.
Okay, give me an example.
Like, I wish I had, like, I wish I like, but I'm telling you, like, the way these niggas operate, like, definitely, okay, perfect.
So it's like,
example.
I want you to be well groomed, a six pack.
No.
It's
like a bunch of. I would have to. We would definitely have to reconvene on the next episode. But I would definitely bring you back a couple of, like, I'm gonna.
Cause what you saying ain't making sense to me.
Okay, and that's cool. No, but it's okay. I'm definitely gonna get into it a little later when I get the profiles and get that. I should have definitely got it on this episode. But
get your shit together.
Yeah, we gonna. I'm definitely gonna come back on that shit.
Mm-hmm. So, Jay-Z has a partnership with the NFL now.
So, what you think about it? I mean, it's
so he's
it's
doing like
good.
A whole social justice thing mm-hmm. with them. He's gonna be the head over it, and then he's also gonna own like 1% of a NFL team. Now, initially, I was just curious, like, mm-hmm. what is this about, like. I was hopeful, like, hopefully Colin will be able to play in the NFL again mm-hmm. since they blackballed him.
Right.
But the more the story came out, that don't sound like it was it.
Right. So what happened?
Jay-Z just had a press conference or interview or whatever, and he was just saying, like, we're past kneeling. Now we got to take action.
Right.
And so that's why he partnered with the
right.
NFL.
So I'm glad what it is like, it's better to have somebody that's at the table making a difference than somebody who's, like, outside trying to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, what a lot of people were upset about was mm-hmm. that the fact that Jay-Z, first of all, he said that he had consulted with Colin Kaepernick mm-hmm, about mm-hmm. it. And Collins' team said that was not true.
Right.
They say he didn't call him until after the deal was over.
Right.
So to them, it just felt, it didn't feel like he was being 100% truthful.
Who, Jay-Z?
And transparent. Like, it just felt shady.
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people was just like, you told everybody in your songs, like, I told the NFL, we sell out stadiums too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you, you need me.
Right.
So basically, you told us to not watch the NFL and all this shit just for you to come in and partner up with them. So with that being said, I'm like, I didn't feel good about it.
Right.
You know, in my spirit, I was like, this don't feel right. I mean, only because I felt like part of his deal, he should have been like, if I'm a partnership with y'all and I'm a bring positivity to the organization and, you know, shed light on how you all are trying to impact the community in a positive way and all that stuff, the first thing we need to address is this Collins shit. Like, he needs to be back playing. The only reason he's not playing is because he was blackballed.
Right.
And he was blackballed because of kneeling. Like, I felt like that's something he should have incorporated in the deal.
Initially, but what do you think about him actually once he's in, he's able to negotiate certain things as being partnership with them now? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I definitely think that he is going to do what he came to do. I don't think...
I mean, at the end of the day, look, he's looking out for his own pockets first.
That's what it is.
Right. Yeah, like, let's call a thing of things. At the end of the day... Let me take care of my money and my pockets first, and then I will go to the social issues that's plaguing our country. But right now, I gotta focus on me and my family and my legacy and what I got going on. So this is something that's gonna be a part of my family. So let me focus on that first, and then let me get to the issues at hand. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what he did.
Duh.
And I feel like there's nothing wrong with it though. Like, at the end of the day, you can't tell me when I should speak up on any type of social issue. I will speak up when I'm ready.
The only thing is, I ain't like, is you don't get the people behind you telling don't fuck with the NFL, and then you go fuck with the NFL. Like, that was my only grievance.
To renew
I'm like,
that,
yeah,
right.
Like, gee, what kind of shit is that? But I do believe that he's going to go in and
make a change. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you need is one seed inside and let it bloom into whatever it's going to bloom into.
Yeah, he's been a... advocate for the community.
Right.
Like, he's bailed people out of jail. He's gotten lawyers for all kind of people. Like, he's done his share. He's been in Africa putting water in communities. Like, he's done what he needed to do for the community.
Right.
So, I'm confident that he's going to do well with this whole social justice thing. And, I'm just saying, Jay-Z, you need to get with Colin Kaepernick and try to get him in the league.
No, definitely. And I'm pretty sure it should be in the works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, based off, like, how...
I don't think it's in the works, though.
Maybe not right now. Because
he
still...
I don't think he considered it.
Really? Damn!
Yeah, just, like, watching the interview, he was just like... Oh, his issue was with the kneeling. It wasn't about employment. Like, he tried to separate the two.
Well,
and
let's
I'm like,
see,
Jay-Z,
okay.
He's unemployed because
of
kneeling.
Well, let's see if the pressure of the public will, you know, persuade him to go ahead and, you
Listen,
know?
The top 1% don't give a fuck about what the public thinks.
Oh, shit. Okay.
A person like Jay-Z, I just feel like he, like, I've done what I... needs to do for the community.
Well, okay,
right?
in that point,
and
then,
I'm gonna do more.
Okay, in that case, then if that's what you're gonna say,
Colin
Kaepernick
just gotta
be
a martyr, right? That's what he signed up for.
Well, I don't know, but anyways, with this, so I've been hearing a lot of shit about Milan Christopher. For anybody who does not know who Milan Christopher is, he was one of the first gay cast members on Love and Hip Hop. Hollywood. Right. You know? And again...
Wait, can we just tell them the backstory of what his storyline was on there? So his storyline, y'all, was that he had a boyfriend, but his boyfriend was DL and was in a relationship with a woman. So on the show, he basically had to tell the woman that her boyfriend was gay.
Right.
And then eventually, him and the guy end up living right. happily ever after.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, ain't no real DL nigga gonna be on television on some goofy ass shit.
I felt
like
the whole storyline was fake.
Right. Yeah. It was fabricated. And, you know, and again, it was a storyline. It was
because
a storyline.
It does happen in real life.
Right. So my thing is, like, at the end of the day, in this whole situation with Milan, like, this nigga is annoying as fuck. Like, annoys the fuck out of me. Blows the fuck out of me. Like, for real. Like, this nigga.
But I feel like you should like him.
No, I mean, look, at the end of the day.
Like, he a gay nigga doing his thing.
But
like,
I would never be able to be. I cannot fuck with somebody who do some dumb shit.
What did he do?
Okay, so in this situation, so there was a Forbes article about him that, you know, he's, you know, talking about his, you know, accomplishments and whatever and how much he's worth. And so it was like 1 million. So what he did was he went and, you know, photoshopped that he is a multimillionaire. So my thing is, like, who are you trying to stunt out here for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the purpose? You know what I'm saying? Like, you were on a platform like Love & Hip Hop that gave you some type of, you know, exposure and whatever. Like, but why go to the, like, to the extent to make it more than what it is? Like, to me, that speaks to character.
I mean, that's Instagram. What you talking about? That's what people do. They make their life
that speaks
way
to
more
character.
Glamorous.
Okay,
than
so
what it is.
Wait, but what you said was, oh, I should like him because he's gay and he's this and that, whatever. But I cannot fuck with people's character.
Not just because he's gay, but just because he's doing
nigga.
His thing. He's successful.
But I cannot fuck with anyone who walks like who's
do
like
we
that.
Know that he really did that?
He did. There's proof.
There's receipts.
There's receipts. The receipts was all over. You know, all over the all over Twitter. So at the end of the day, the nigga did that shit, and I could show you right here. Like, my friend literally sent me this shit earlier.
Well, maybe he felt like Forbes didn't do their due diligence.
No, Forbes had it right there.
Confirming what
that
his
nigga
network
they
was.
They had that shit right. Here we go. You know what I'm saying? They definitely had that shit right. So to me, it just speaks on this nigga character. Like, this nigga is the first nigga on the Shade Room. I feel like this nigga always do something for clout. What you think?
I mean, I always see him on there.
He's almost like one of the first, like.
Wait, it says, okay, y'all, so the title of the article from Forbes, from the original
article,
it says, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood star Milan Christopher on being an entrepreneur, rapper, and advocate. And then they said, that does look Photoshopped. That doesn't even look, like, it's not even the same font.
Right.
So he reposted the same article, but he changed the title, and it says Love & Hip Hop Hollywood star on being an entrepreneur, rapper, actor, advocate, and multimillionaire. So no, he just added the multimillionaire.
That's what I'm saying. But
they didn't even say anything about being a millionaire. And
but
the,
I think I don't know. I heard he might be worth headline. He might be worth 1 million. Who gives a fuck? But my thing is, like, to me, that speaks to your character. And for that, I just don't fuck with niggas that go like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me is, you know, if I'm not walking around here like I'm grand. Like,
I'm grateful,
I'm out here. Look, I'm not out here acting all grand, bitch. If I could get a grant, bitch, run me that grant. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Ain't no other shit around that. Like, at the end of the day, I'm not out here acting like I'm bigger than what I really am. And then when somebody call you out, you want to block somebody, you want to talk this and that, whatever. So he was doing all that goofy shit, but nigga, like, you can't do some shit like that because the truth will always come out.
That's what everybody needs to know, y'all. When you on these websites and online, like,
just be careful out here.
It's people who know you for real.
That shit don't make no motherfucking sense.
And they can't wait to, people can't wait to call you out. That's the moral to that.
No, because when you lie, like when you lie, that's some other shit.
Listen, he just wanted them to add multimillionaire on their cover page.
But for what on their though? Title. If that's not what you really are, if that's not what you giving the girls, if you're not giving that, then why make it seem like that's what you are?
Well, obviously he's good enough to be on Forbes, so maybe he is a multimillionaire.
He's not, nigga.
They add it on the title. I didn't.
Okay, that's crazy as fuck. That what? You. Okay, the fact that he photoshopped the shit and you you literally just identified the fuck out of that shit, and you gonna sit there and tell me like, oh. They just forgot to put it out there, so I'm Why don't you call the execs? Like, hey, nigga, you forgot something. But no, you did it yourself. No, that's or because it's not true.
If I wanted to change the headline, I definitely, or title, I would have been like, y'all, this is what they had, but they should have put it this way or something. Like, I would not have tried to make it seem like the original one that was put out there was, like, never there, and what I have is the correct one.
No, now, at this point, you're going to be identified to society as a liar. So we will always have doubt. We will always have doubt and question in what the fuck you have going on. Mm-hmm. Period.
Period.
Shit.
Like, period.
But anyway, so what's going on with Kevin McCall? Because I heard, like,
nobody gives a fuck about him.
This nigga's crazy as fuck, though. Like, okay, he's sick.
Y'all, this dude is, he sung that song with Chris Brown.
Backstory.
What they? Nobody knows who he is.
So well, I don't think he's no celebrity, but yeah. he.
Wishing that I was your nigga. He was on that song.
Right.
I haven't heard.
Did you hit that note though?
Did I?
Did you hit that note?
Hey.
Okay. Shit.
No, I haven't. Like, I don't know any other songs with him. Or is that the song?
Well,
I don't know. He has a few songs with Chris Brown. He's singing a hook or whatever. So, he's Eva Marcel, the girl from America Next Top Model. That's her baby daddy. Long story short, he has a lot of mental health issues.
Right.
He used to abuse her. He's been in jail back and forth. She has a restraining order against
him. And I think she's afraid of him.
Absolutely. She is married.
Right.
She moved to Atlanta.
She had to keep moving from house to house, I heard. Like,
yes, to get away from him because, again, he was abusive.
Right.
But anyways, she's on baby number two with her husband.
Right.
She has nothing to do with this man. Like, she doesn't let her daughter see him because she's afraid.
Right.
Of him and what he could do to her daughter.
So, he literally posted on Instagram the other day. Well, I think it was maybe this morning or yesterday. And he posted a co-parenting goals type of situation as it relates to, you know, Eva and him, like, co-parenting. And he posted a Bible scripture.
And he posted a picture of them two, which was completely disrespectful, considering the fact that she's married.
Right.
So this weirdo, he says, Ecclesians 4:9-12, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friends can help him up. Whoop the bam. Whatever.
Damn.
No, because I can't stand when men do that. Like, when niggas be like, I can't see my kids and she doing this and she doing that.
Right.
Sir, this is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do. You go to the courthouse and you ask for joint custody and you get it in writing. That way, you don't have to battle back and forth with the mother online and none of that shit. It's in writing.
Right.
It's a court order.
Right.
So if you're not getting a court order and you don't have a judge signing off saying that you are responsible enough to have your child for a certain amount of time, all that shit you talking is for sympathy and for likes. Get the fuck up out of here.
Damn.
You don't want your kid bad enough.
Right.
Period.
Damn.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm not trying to hear none of that shit.
So, okay, so, you know, it was Shade Room that actually posted it. So,
they messy because they know.
Don't you think that was messy as fuck,
messy
though?
Messy as hell because y'all know that she had restraining orders against him. Because he used to beat on her. This the same person who literally used to post pictures saying, that's not my daughter. She has a new daddy. She could call him daddy now. Whoop the bam. What?
Right.
This is the same person that we know for a fact has mental health issues.
And he was on Iyanla Fix My Life the other day.
Like, yeah, and I'm not down to him for having that. But if you're not getting that shit taken care of, and you're not on your medicine, you're not going to therapy, why would I want to put my child around you?
Right.
Or have my child around you?
Damn. Like, there's nothing I can say about that.
Ain't
you know?
No co-parenting. Right. Why would I co-parent with somebody who's not rational?
Right. But I do feel like, you know, lately co-parenting is definitely a thing that's been a thing now. Like, everybody needs to learn how to, like, co-parent. And I feel like you do a really good job at that shit.
Thank you. I try.
I feel like you guys really make it a thing to the point where you show like there is no friction and it's always kind of love.
Cause it don't gotta be like that.
Right. It don't have to be like that. I feel like if people really look at the whole situation and focus on the kid,
that's it.
That type of love, and that's all that matters. Like Shawnee O'Neal with Shaquille, like the way that they were able to, after what he did to her and all that bullshit,
that still ain't had nothing to do with the kids.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have nothing to do with the kids. So when you guys focus on the love that you guys have for your children and whatever, it will get you guys back on the same accord as it relates to the kids, and you will be able to be around them and still be able to have a good time and enjoy each other's company because of
you ain't even gotta do all of that. Right. Just drop them fucking kids off.
Right. No. Like, right. It's really simple. Right. Even the ones that don't have a relationship, because like some now it's just like some of these couples they have like relationships with their with their baby mom, and they cool, they have a friendship or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I know that.
Right.
I'm just saying when it comes to somebody having health or mental health issues, or somebody that's abusive, somebody that's in and out of that child's life.
Right.
They don't deserve for it to be like a co-parenting situation. Right. No, I need to call the shots.
Right.
I know what's best for my child.
Right, right.
So I need to be involved in every step. If I choose to have my kid around you, you should be happy. And right. If I don't, then good for my kid, because they're better off not being around such a damaged person.
Right.
I wish I would, like, if my BD was a man that was coming in and out my kid's life, or calling saying, hey, I'm going to pick him up, but don't ever show up, but right. Maybe one out of the 3 times that he say he's going to come, or just not consistent, I would decline him the right to come see my child.
Right.
Because you're not finna fuck up my kid mindset like that.
Right.
Inconsistency is very unhealthy. It make people feel like, what's wrong with me?
Exactly.
Did I do something? Or
definitely.
Or they steady worrying about you. Like, oh, why they didn't show up this time? Did they get hurt? Did they get killed? Mm-hmm. Like, man, get the fuck up out of here.
Right. I mean, so that's exactly
how it is. In certain situations, right. Or if somebody was beating on me, my kid don't ever need to see that. So you can't come around. You don't need a relationship with them, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
So with that situation, Eva,
just ignore it.
Ignore it.
Ignore it. Don't even acknowledge it.
If he can get a judge to say that he's healthy enough to be around a child with what do they say? What is the word for it?
What?
Chaperone visitation. For real, I wouldn't leave my kid with him alone. Right. Because he seemed like one of those kind that would harm the child.
Spaz out.
Yeah, harm her child just to spite her. That's what right. It seems like to me.
Damn. Well, anyway, so speaking about exes and shit, BDs or whatever. So here's a thing that Baller Alert had posted earlier today that I think that was really funny. So they were just like, yo, you just want $50 million. But your ex needs $49 million for a heart transplant, or he or she dies. What do you do?
First of all, keyword.
I mean, like,
as keyword is ex.
Right. At this point, is that even a real question? Like, for real?
Like, some of these questions be stupid.
Look, rest in peace, and it was God's plan. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
mom or stepmother, what sister,
right.
Who is taking care of the funeral arrangements? If he passed away, do you need help?
You know, I'm not even going as far as that.
Like, I
you
can't
know?
Help you with the
no, I'm not even going. Like, look, I'm not even going as far as that shit. Like,
you can't help with
nigga,
the
I'm sending a flower, okay, oh. And that's all you're getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot jeopardize what I have going on, because if I have a disease called my Funcelo and God wrote me this motherfucking check, God wrote me this motherfucking prescription for $50 million, bitch. The fuck I look like talking about giving you $49,000? I'm gonna get for $49 million. I'm gonna get $1 million, bitch. Hell no.
I would be on the internet every day retweeting, "Hey, so and so need a new kidney."
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not taking nothing from my time.
What? You
nothing
can't even
from.
Do
I'm
that?
Not doing nothing but sending flowers. You know, rest in pieces. Rest in peace.
Oh God.
You know, rest in peace and God and Godspeed. That's at this point. That's like I cannot jeopardize, because what we got
what
going on
saying,
right
is
now
God's plan.
Is God's plan. Like God had wrote me a prescription for $50 million. It was like, go take care of what you got to take care of. Like we ain't on that bullshit. Like good. Look. I don't even know why. I would be like, yo, I don't even know why y'all even calling me. Like Excuse me, like, I'm sorry, who? Oh, okay, did y'all, I'm not even gonna talk about, like, yo, did y'all forget what he did? Like, at this point, like, you're gonna atone.
You gonna start bringing up past grievances.
I'm not gonna say, like, I'm bringing up past grievances, but if one particular ex comes up, nigga, like, this is your atonement, you know? Like, go, oh, like, at this point, I would never, ever jeopardize no money. Like, $50 million, and I'ma just pay $49 million for you? Oh, hell no. Like, like, the quicker...
I would definitely help out with the funeral arrangements.
Well, that's nice of you.
I would definitely...
That's really nice of you.
Be on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hey, anybody is a match. Let's try to get him an extra kidney. If I can do a fundraiser.
Okay, event, nothing happens. They want that $49
million. It's not fucking happening, shit. You know that ain't happening. I got a kid. I got a baby. I need some money.
Like, who the fuck doing that shit? Like, that shit don't even make sense. Is that even a valid question, though?
That's what I'm saying. They be asking dumbass questions on the internet.
Because that shit's not happening. Okay, so let me switch it up then. Okay, so what if it's somebody that you're dating? Not somebody that you're in a relationship with yet. Like... Y'all still, you know, and then boom.
Same difference. I'm going to be online looking for helping you look for a kidney. I swear to God, I do this shit all day, every day, right, trying to find you a kidney. And then if we can't, like, shit, I did my best.
So you're walking with the whole situation knowing that you did everything that you can do and correct, you still got your $50 million.
Yes.
Okay. Well, me, I'm not, I don't think I'm going to be able to be... I'm gonna be able to do anything.
Like, not even with somebody you dated.
I am sending a flower, and that's
not even with somebody you're dating.
My current situation speaks louder than what y'all got going on. Because at this point, whatever was written for you was written. It was already written for you. You know what I'm saying? This was your end with God. Like, wait, this was the end of your story.
Right. So let's say you get him the $49 million for the kidney, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they body reject.
It was a heart.
Or the heart, whatever. Yeah. Let's say their body rejects the organ. Now you just wasted money and they're going to die anyways. Right. Or let's say they still had complications after that and they still end up down like five.
And then and you left with $1 million and whatever. I mean, I'm going to do what I got. You know what? That's not even. I'm not even going to talk about the $1 million because it would never happen. I will keep my money and that's just the point, the blank in the period. I would never do that type of shit.
Speaking of money, so... The Dow Jones stock market was down like 800 points the other day. And this is the lowest that is dropped all year. And the reason it dropped is because investors believe that a recession is coming.
Right.
How do you feel about that? Like, I mean, are you nervous? I mean, my thing is coming?
My thing
is, because it's coming.
Right. I mean, my thing is, bitch, I'm living in a recession right now. Shit. Like... On some real shit, I'm living in a recession, so at this point, will I feel something? Probably not, because I'm already feeling whatever it could be.
It could get worse. You don't remember in like 07, 08, like gas was $5 a gallon?
I do remember that, but let me tell you something. What? One thing about my family is that, you know, one thing about my family, we didn't even, like, there was a recession, but we didn't even know there was a recession, because we always had what we had. You know what I'm saying? We always had what we had. So,
what does that mean? Y'all always good?
We were always okay. Regardless of whatever recession, whatever we had, we always had that same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's okay. Like, we was always good. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were still getting to school. We were still getting, you know, we were still eating the same cereals. We was eating the same rice. We was eating the same. Everything was just flowing the same. Like, we were still taken care of, even though we didn't. It wasn't like all grand and shit. We was not getting all the brand latest new clothes and this and that, whatever. But we had what we had. And we made that shit work.
I felt that shit.
You know what I'm saying? That teaches you character. That teaches you humility. That teaches
you something. So y'all always was low key.
We was always low key.
Paycheck
like,
to paycheck.
You know, we was regular. Always working hard. We're Haitians. You know what I'm saying? So as Haitians, like, we are known for we out here working hard. Like, we sacrifice and we work hard as fuck.
You make it do what it do, baby.
Mm-hmm. So for recession, like, shit, right now, like I said, I feel like it's a recession now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same shit. But I mean, the way the country is going, like, it is gonna fuck up at, like, I mean, it's, are they ready though? That's a good question.
We have more money going out than it's coming in.
You know what I'm
so.
Saying? Like, we out here fucking suffering and shit.
I was thinking back, like, when this came up, I was thinking back in, like, 07, mm-hmm. 08, 09, when the recession hit then. And, well, I had my son in 07, and I was still in college. Mm-hmm. Working, like, a college job, like, 20 hours a week, because I was in school full-time. And when I tell you, it was fucking hard. Like, right. Gas was $5 an hour, so I definitely didn't go nowhere unless I needed to go somewhere. Like, mm-hmm. I was going to work and coming home. And I got to the point with that when I was Van Pampers, like, I started buying them cheap-ass Pampers. Like, going to the dollar store Van right. Pampers. I wasn't even buying Huggies no more. And then it got to the point where I'm like, son, you got to get fucking potty trained. Right. Like, I can't even afford to value Pampers no more. So
how old was he?
What? The recession hit full time in like 09, 08, 09. So he was mm-hmm. like a year and a half, right. 2 years old. Prime time for potty training.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Shit. So yeah, I definitely started feeling it. So then I graduated college in 09, and then I was literally unemployed for 10 months.
Damn, like, I was just graduating.
Like,
high
I couldn't
school.
Even get a job at fucking Walmart then. Right. Like, I had a whole college degree. Like, it was hard back then. So, just now, knowing that another one is gonna hit, it's like a little nerve wracking. You just sit here and you try to prep and plan and save so that
well,
your times do get hard.
If I
you
if
have okay, something.
Shit, if I'm in a situation right now. And I'm over here thinking like I'm in a recession and it gets worse. Like, bitch, at this point, like, what we really, like, what
you
are we really talking about?
Back then, like, people were jumping off buildings, killing themselves. You don't remember this shit?
Look, at this point, come get the mortgage. Come get this car. Come get y'all shit because I ain't paying y'all motherfuckers. That's one thing that's just not going to happen. I'm just not going to do it. Like, Ma, like, you're going to have to figure out what you, like, we're going to have to figure out something. Because what I'm not going to do is out here killing myself working for this shit. Like, the fuck?
Y'all but got me fucked up. But think we in the industry that we should never, like, really be jobless in
our right, industry. Right. Because they on some money hungry ass shit. Yeah, so. But anyway, that's another story. But
yeah,
at the end of the day,
remember,
like I said.
I'm sorry to cut you off. But yeah, also back then, George Bush was president. No, he wasn't. That was before. Wait, when did Obama become president?
2008. Well, yeah, 2008, 2009. But no, but
hold on.
George, it was George Bush. George Bush was that was.
So when from, George like, Bush was leaving office, the recession was about to hit. So he knew that it was coming. So what he did was he had the income tax mm-hmm. where like you got extra money. If you had a kid or something,
right, you didn't
get your regular kid extra credit. You
your
got in, like
your earned income. Okay.
Yeah, you got like an extra stack of two
right,
back
right.
then because he knew it was
what
called
was coming?
A
stimulus package.
Yes, right. You remember?
That was Obama who did that.
Was that Obama?
It was Obama.
One of them fucking presidents.
Nigga, it was Obama.
All I know is they sent it out because they like we need money to start flowing through this economy because right now motherfuckers about to like they seen people was legit killing themselves.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what happens. Like, at the end of the day, like, financial problems is probably, like, the major thing that people are dealing with right now. And, I can sit there here and, like, really attest to, like, this shit is difficult. Mm-hmm. Where you have to I'm over here sacrificing everything about, like, what I have, like, what I want to do, like, for what I have to do. But, again, I'm doing it because I have to. You know what I'm saying? So, it's kind of like... But damn, like when I'm seeing this shit, like that should be hurting my feelings. Like,
mm-hmm.
I be looking at my account, I'm like, damn, like, so I'm only just working to pay bills? Like, the fuck?
That's why you need multiple stream of incomes.
Multiple, like, I heard, like, you're supposed to have, like, 7 businesses and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. So.
All right, y'all. So, it's been a good one.
It's been a good one.
I definitely have a quote. So, considering the fact that Jay-Z, he's working with the NFL now, and he's doing what he needs to do, what I'm going to say is, y'all, we just going to be patient. We're going to see the outcome of this thing. And as Chris Brown would say...
What?
How you gonna hate from outside the club when you can't even get in?
Bitch. Later. Bye, y'all.